Maryland's news now
on the only station that matters,
WBAL.com.
If it's been a few years since you've been in a classroom, well, yes, there are still desks, but the digital revolution is about to radically change the way we teach and learn. Joining us is Mariette DeCristina. She's the editor-in-chief of Scientific American. Mariette, your August issue highlights a report called Learning in the Digital Age. What is about to change in the classroom to make room for the latest technologies?
Yeah, as you said, the desks are still there, and so are the teachers. Thank goodness for that. We're always happy to have them. We're learning so much from them. And actually, what will be really important about the digital revolution is those teachers engaging with these new technologies. And some of them, although they sound like they're going to make education be some kind of mass-produced thing, they're actually going to be a lot more individualized.
Well, what about access in a classroom? Where are we with that?
Arne Duncan, who's the U.S. Secretary of Education, has written about is that we really do need way more broadband access for schools. I mean, many schools have a little trouble because the way they were first set up really didn't allow lots of students on at the same time. But the great thing about that is the Obama administration has taken some steps to ensure that access for digital learning, things like funding new assessments that are part of state-led efforts to raise learning standards, and this five-year challenge to give virtually every student across the U.S. access to broadband and wireless internet. And your next question should be, what are they going to get when they get there, Mariette?
Okay, what are they going to get when they get there, Mariette?
So among the great things they'll get is be able to get access to classes and courses that they could never get before. Like, I don't know, the size of the schools that you have kids that you know are in. But my kids go to kind of a small school, so they have some limits to the classes and courses they can take because there's only so many teachers, right? But when you can tap into these classes, you could get access to materials that you could never get from your school directly because maybe you only have enough money to afford, I don't know, let's say a Spanish teacher and a French teacher, and you'd like your kids to be able to take Italian or Russian or German or something. This is the sorts of things that we're going to be able to do, you know, expanding in our learning, and we're also going to be able to do learning better. There'll be more ability to bring new kinds of math problems to a classroom that you might not have in your old textbook, and more, just generally more ability to tap new resources.
Well, Mariette, the one theme I'm hearing in your answers is access. Access to broadband, access to what's way out there on the web. So what will become of the traditional teacher?
I think the traditional teacher is going to actually be more important than ever. We all need mentors, right, to do our best learning. And we all need talented teachers who can point us in the right directions. But if you could imagine, instead of a teacher standing at the head of the room, and there are, I'm going to make this up, maybe there are 30 children in the room, mm-hmm. This teacher has the job of entertaining all those students at once, imparting all this information, and it's very linear in a way, right? We're expecting every kid to learn at exactly the same pace, all these 30 individual children in this classroom with this one teacher. Well, what some of these technologies will enable the teacher to do is break the kids into, instead of being maybe thinking of it as like an assembly line where everybody's got the same thing, the teacher could be more like a maestro. For example, in one of the stories in the package, we talk about a teacher named Christy Ford in Detroit, mm-hmm. and she is running around her classroom in the beginning of this story, and you're learning about how she's got some kids who are on an app because they're learning one kind of a thing, some kids who might be, a little ahead or behind are in another place with their adaptive learning system, and the teacher can coordinate and orchestrate between them so she doesn't have to give, or he doesn't have to give, an assembly line treatment to those 30 kids in the classroom.
We can learn more about this in Scientific American's August issue. Mariette, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, Mariette DeCristina, editor-in-chief of Scientific American magazine.